The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, where my DDDDDs, daily devotions, become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. That's obvious. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? And also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there, what can our prayer warriors, that's the people that listen during this show all throughout, they listen on podcasts, they listen live, they listen when it's a replay, they do all that stuff. What can our prayer warriors pray for you about? They are ready, willing, and able because it is the entire audience committed to loving one another and being like Jesus, taking care of one another. And loving our neighbors, we love ourselves. And what did Jesus say in John 13, 34, and 35? A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. Even deeper still, right? So if you want to reach out to us, a great way to do that is by telephone. The telephone number here, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the week with great faith and expectation.
Aww.
How you doing? How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're going to have a great Jake's take later on in the other 60 minutes. It was a pretty good day the other day for many a football team. We will say that. We are going to cover several things, and I want you to be aware of how to get in touch with us. We have something that we're going to do that's completely different today. And you're thinking, oh, well, what are you going to do different now? Well, every show is different, so it's kind of hard to say that. But we are actually going to give away one book per day, a book written by Michael Youssef, his latest book, How to Read the Bible as If Your Life Depends on It. We're giving away one book a day, and how we're going to do that, so you can be ready, is whether you answer a trivia or not, if you call in and you answer the trivia, great. But if you call in, you can also ask for the book. We're going to need your name and your address. It'll be sent out to you, but let's be aware of something. They're not being sent out until Friday. Did I say that right? Did everybody understand that? Friday. None of the books are going. I'm not going to have Jennifer send a book out every day for the next. That's just crazy, right? So we're not doing that. So there'll be plenty of opportunity. I promise you, we have plenty of books. They said, well, we'll be plenty of books for you, Dave. That means plenty of books. And just for those that don't know, in the very beginning of my radio career, I gave away a lot of Michael Youssef books. So this is like, wow, I hope it's not coming full circle. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is we're going to be doing that. You'll have that opportunity. You're going to need to call in so that you can give that information to Jacob when it's time. But don't worry, if you don't get it today or tomorrow or the next day, there will be plenty of opportunities. So take a deep breath and relax. And additionally, by the way, in regards to getting in touch with us, you can call us or you can text us. And that's important for you to understand. If you don't feel like calling, I get it. For the Youssef book, you're going to have to call because Jacob has to get the address. For the texting, you can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming on a Monday.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at he must increase, I must decrease, John 3:30, david@hemustincrease.org, because we're a nonprofit entity, and I want you to remember that. One thing we're going to open up with is a little bit different than normal, and that is our great friend and faithful listener and faithful partner, Al, reached out to me on Saturday, and I did not know this, and I do not have the details. Okay? Did you hear what I said? I don't have the details. But he wrote to me and told me that Pastor Rex Walker, Pastor Rex was one of the pastors at Life Springs Church in Fate, basically Rockwall Fate, you know, kind of Roy City, and Noelle and I have been there. That something happened and that he fell and then he passed away on Saturday. So we're going to open this show praying for Pastor Rex's family. Now, Pastor Rex is doing great. He's not falling no more. Those, whatever happened, doesn't matter because now he's dancing on streets of gold. In the meantime, we're going to pray for Pastor Rex's family and the church. So take a few moments, get out of yourself, stop thinking about all the things you think you need, and let's pray for people who just went through this process, very, very difficult process. Let's do it together. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and every time we come before you, Father, we thank you and we praise you. Your plans are so far past us. Your ways and your wisdom is so far past us that we have to trust you in all things. And so we're lifting up Pastor Rex Walker's family, first and foremost, because to lose it in the family is the hardest. And we pray for a comforting for their hearts and that they would know there are Christians praying for them and that people that are loving them. I know their church is praying for them, Lord, but there's other believers, other Christians who are praying for that family to have comforted hearts. And we are also praying for that church, Life Springs Church. We are asking you, Lord, to put a great sense of calm and a great sense of confidence for where Pastor Rex is probably dancing right in front of you right now. And the bottom line, Lord, is we're asking you to be the God of comfort for those who need it, but also put joy in their hearts, knowing that what the pastor has preached for years and years and years is manifested right now. And he's loving it because he loves you. And so that's an awesome thing, but we're still asking for comfort for those of us here who are hurting. We ask you to bless this church, bless this family, pour it upon them. Let your grace be with them all, and let them know they are loved in the kingdom of God. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay? All right. We want you to keep them in prayer. That'd be a very cool thing. We'll do more on the Michael Youssef material coming down the road. Everybody just be a little bit patient. In the meantime, let's get into 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 is where we're at. And this is, I'll never teach the greatness of this, but I will share it with you the best I can. Verse 9, and this is what it says in 2 Timothy, referring to the power of God. Verse 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Just slow down. There's so much here. There's so much material here. We're talking about the power of God and the proclamation of God. We're not ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. We share with one another. We share, and Paul says, share with me in my sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. And then he says, who has saved us and called us. You know what? God saved you. He saved you when you surrendered your life and asked Jesus Christ to become Lord and Savior. When you turned your face to God and humbled your heart. When you said yes to the kingdom of God. He saved you through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. God saved you. He not only saved you. Get this. You'll really catch on if you catch it. He not only saved you. He is saving you. And he will yet save you. What does all that mean? It means you have been saved. That's your position in the Lord. You are being saved. That is the practical elements coming out as you reflect Jesus more and more. And then you will be saved. And that's going to be the manifestation of God's grace yet to come when we're all dancing together on streets of gold. So God is awesome in what he does. He doesn't just save a little. He saves a lot. And so he saved us, past tense. That's a past tenser. Past tensers have to do with justification. Present tensers have to do with sanctification. Future tensers have to do with glorification. That's why salvation has three tenses. I know people don't like to say that, but it's too bad. It's all over Scripture. So he has saved us, and he has called us. Ring, 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 ring. Hello? This is God. Okay, you get it? He called you. He's got to know your number to call you. It's just he's not a spammer. He knows your number. He knows who you are. He saved you and he called you. And that calling from God, it's a holy calling. You're thinking, wow, it's a holy calling? What does that mean? That means it's a separation calling. Holiness has to do with separation. So people, they always think of holiness as, you know, everybody's walking around. That's not holiness. Holiness is being separated unto the Lord. And God has called you, separating you from the world's influences unto him. That's your holy calling. Not only did he save you, not only did he call you, but he did it with a calling that separates you from the pollution of the world, from the lies of the world, from the thievery of Satan, from the deception of your own flesh, which he's given you power to overcome through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. But all of that leads to this, which I still think is, and I would argue, is the coolest, and that is this. He saved us and he called us with a holy calling. Not according to our works. Wait. But we have a holy calling. Yes, but not according to our works. That separation calling that God put on you that separates you, the very reason why you feel like you don't belong while you're on planet Earth, the very reason why you think there's something more, kind of matrixy, but much more serious. And so the idea behind that is it's not according to our works that God has put a separation button on your head. He called you, he saved you, and he did it all according to his own purpose. God saved me because I'm so great. No, he didn't. I just want you to catch that. I want you to ponder the wisdom. God didn't summon you based on your actions, but based on his purpose. He didn't call you due to your extraordinary righteousness, but according to his extraordinary plan. And it was by grace, not yours or mine, by his grace that he called us. Oh, my. Wait, what? I mean, this is mind-boggling stuff, because in our own minds, in our own processes, we might think, well, I was a pretty good catch. No, you weren't. He called us not according to your works of righteousness, not according to your great things, not according to my works of righteousness, all according to the plan of God before anything else that ever happened anywhere else. God had a plan. That's what starts everything. God had a plan. And how things happen are connected to the plan. You get that? And so he not only it's not only does he save us. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, King of the Universe, for saving us. We didn't deserve that. We received that with great joy and happiness. He called us. Ring, ring, Dave. Yes, it's God. Hello, God. He did it with a holy calling, a calling that separates us from the world, from our flesh, from the enemy. And he did it all, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. You want to know why you go through what you go through? Because it's a part of God's purpose. You think, well, I want to know why. Well, good for you. I want to know who's going to win the Super Bowl every year before it happens so that I can make small little wagers before they ever come about. But guess what? God's not telling me. And guess what? He's not always telling you and I what the purposes are. But by faith, because we trust in him and because he is faithful and true, we recognize that what God is doing is past us, but not past him, and all according to his own purpose. Wow. Everything according to his purpose. And then the next part of the verse says, and grace. Here's the key. That purpose that God has for you is connected to grace, unmerited favor. You can't earn it. You got to receive it and say, thank you, Lord. I love it so much. Right? All right, take a deep breath because I'm being really nice about this. I could go on and on and on, but we're still going to do our trivia question. According to Paul in 2 Corinthians 11:14, Satan will look like 1, a disfigured angel, 2, an angel of darkness, or 3, an angel of light. What will Satan try to look like? A disfigured angel, 1, an angel of darkness, 2, or an angel of light? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website because that's what we do at this particular time, and I want you to know it, what's going on with it. On the website, there is lots of cool stuff. It's like a great way to say it. There's just lots of cool stuff. I got some new stuff up there, stuff you have not seen, I promise you. Plus, we do have that resources, so if you guys will send me resources via email, or even via text, I will get them up there eventually. I can't do it directly through the show because I don't have anywhere to write them, and that's just not how it works. So, listen up. Whether you're in San Diego, whether you're in Dallas, whether you're in Detroit, or whether you're on the moon, we want you to check out the website. There's a lot of great stuff up there. Plus, there is a place to give, and that helps us do the ministry, because without the giving, we don't do the ministry. It's just that simple. Our scripture, 2 Corinthians 9, 6-7. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Never reluctantly, never under compulsion. Make sure it's in partnership with God. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
That's just like the dance I did after I watched football yesterday.
That's what the dance is called?
Yeah, that was all those things, which I could never repeat. All those. I did all those. Okay, back to the trivia question. Now, listen, if you call in on the trivia question, or if you call in because you want the book, you can do either one of those. So you don't have to answer the trivia question to get the book, the Michael Youssef book, How to Read the Bible as If Your Life Depends on It. That's his book now. But we're giving away one free copy every day, one copy a day, one copy a day. Again, they will not go out until Friday. So nobody get too excited. We're not going to dump all that stuff on Jennifer and make her do one a day. That would be way, way crazy. Okay? So the trivia question, just to let you know, if you want to combine those, is pretty simple. The trivia question is, according to Paul, Satan will look like, one, a disfigured angel, two, an angel of darkness, or three, an angel of light. It's one, two, or three. Your reference point, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Do we have somebody that wants to answer the trivia question? Okay. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Gary. How you doing?
Well, about the same, but I'm going to keep praying.
And we're going to keep praying for you. You know, it's funny. You know what I read today in my devotions? And I know you know the portion, but it's so good. That Luke chapter 18, verse 1 through 9, where Jesus is telling them, yeah, you got to pray with persistence. You got to pray with it and have the heart attitude of you need to pray on a regular basis and not give up. And it's just like, that's what he said. I mean, you can't take it away. It's in Luke 18, 1. So we will definitely be praying for you, my friend, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, let's do the trivia question first. Pretty straightforward. According to Paul, what might Satan look like? A disfigured angel, number one. Number two, an angel of darkness. Or number three, an angel of light.
An angel of light.
That is correct, Amundo! People need to understand that Satan, one of the things it says when it says that, you know, he's a thief, that word thief in the Greek means operates by stealth. And so he's sneaky. It's like that's very, very important for people to recognize. Satan operates in a very unique fashion. He doesn't come around and go, hi, it's Satan. How you doing? I mean, it's a big darkness process. And remember, stealth is something that often does not get picked up on radar, which is an important point to remember for Christians. Let me pray for you. Okay, bro?
Okay.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and I just thank you. For my brother Gary, love him. I just ask you to just bless him. I know we're going to pray for his healing, Lord, but I still ask you to bless his life. Give him blessings and favors in other areas. Give him favor in the things that he puts his hand to, he's put his mind to, whatever he's touching. Bless him in it and give him favor in his situations and pour it out upon him and let him just know this is the grace of God. And we're asking you, Father, because you are Jehovah Rapha, you are the Lord God that heals. You put that in your word in Exodus 15. We know it's true because you make that declaration, and we ask you to bring healing into Gary's life. We're not going to stop praying. We're going to do exactly what you told us to do in Luke 18. We're just going to keep praying and praying and praying until you say, okay, bring the healing power into our brother Gary's life and fill him with a heart of joy, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I prayed for all of you yesterday, and I'm going to continue to pray for you.
Thank you, bro. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Excellent job. So, again, if you want, I don't know if you got the book or not, but if you're a person that wants the book, the Michael Youssef book, How to Read the Bible, you can do that by calling in. I know people are like, well, can't I just text in? No, because Jacob is the one that has to get the address. See, that's why. So I'm just going to tell you that 500 times. All right, I want to go back to the text. We only got about 2.5 minutes. I want to make sure I get there. Here is a really important point that I want you to catch, and you'll never understand it, and I will never understand it this side. It says this, he has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. Here it is. Which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. What? Which was given us in Christ Jesus before time began. Do not overlook these statements in Scripture. They're so phenomenal. It's mind-boggling. This calling, which is not based on our deeds, but on God's purpose and God's grace, was given to us in Christ Jesus before the concept of time ever existed. Just let that sit in there. No, time has always been. No, it's not. No, it hasn't. Time was created by God for us that we can tell, but it didn't always exist. What we do know for sure is in the last days, all of this has been revealed to us through Jesus Christ. And people are like, I just had this conversation the other day. People were like, what do you mean the last day? It's been 2,000 years. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. It hasn't even been 3 days. Get it? In the economy of God. Get it? Before time. Just listen to that. You just like, talk about humbling ourselves before the Almighty King of the universe. All of this was given us in Christ Jesus. Where is it? In Christ Jesus. How do we get to it? In Christ Jesus. Anybody else? Nope. In Christ Jesus. Three words. Before time began. What? Yeah. You see, there's things like that in Scripture where people just read and go right by it. You got to pick that back up and look at that. Before there was time, there was the purpose of God. How about that? All right, if you're in San Diego or in Detroit, you can go to HeMustIncrease.org. Keep listening to the show. You're welcome to do that. If you're in Dallas, just hang out on KAAM on the app or on the radio station directly. We'll take a short break and be back. Don't go anywhere. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. This is one of the first verses in my Christian faith that I learned. Which is, you know, you don't think about it, but when I first became a Christian, people would share this verse with me. I didn't know why. I was going to find out why, because God was going to set me free from a lot of drug use, but I didn't know then what was going on. I was like, oh, I keep hearing this verse. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. So now in our society, you say the word slavery and people start going, and then everybody starts freaking out. You know what? We're never going to change what the gospel is, and the gospel is the reality, the truth. We're not going to alter it for culture. We're not going to say it differently so people aren't offended. If you're offended, turn the radio off, okay? That's your answer. You've got fingers. Use them. Here's you got the ability to turn it on. You got the ability to turn it off. Here's the bottom line. Every one of us, before Jesus Christ, was in bondage to sin. Every one of us. Now that we are in Jesus Christ, we are free from the penalty of that sin, and the Lord is working in us the process to overcome that sin practically. We've talked about it multiple times. You understand salvation from a little bit of a, you know, multiple scripture point of view. Scriptures talk about salvation being past tense. Scripture talks about salvation being present tense. And scripture talks about salvation being future tense. But the only way that could happen is if, watch this, salvation is past tense, present tense, and future tense. See, it's the only way it can happen is because that's what it says. And so in that, we need to understand that from the past point of view, we are free from the penalty of sin. Yay! Currently, we're going through what is called sanctification, where we're being delivered. We're delivered from the power of sin, and we're learning in our own lives we don't have to live for sin. And then eventually, when we're with the Lord forever and ever, we will be free from the presence of sin, and there won't be any evil, any bad, any yucky. Okay? Cool. In the meantime, while the justification, while the penalty for sin is done, while the freedom is there, the sanctification process is the one where he makes you look like Jesus, now that he's pronounced you to be like Jesus, and that's the one you got to fight through. That's the one that you have to go, you know what, I'm free. I just don't have to do that. I don't have to. That, therefore, becomes a responsibility. Because the scripture says, stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery, which means that you can. But if you do, it'll be your choice.
The David Spoon Experience.